Let us pray. Gracious and ever-living Father, speak now to us, instruct us, inspire us, and empower us, and assure us of your presence in our lives. Give us the kind of faith that people of old had in your Son Jesus Christ, so that they believed that just a touch of the Master would bring healing to them. And so speak your word to our lives and save us through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. This morning we come to Magdala, and I've called it the place of encounter and healing. Magdala is an Aramaic name which means tower. It was also known by its Greek name from a century before, Pterichia, meaning salted fish. It was renowned for its fish processing business. But Magdala sits along a strategic road that cuts through the valley near Arabel Mountain from Nazareth area to the southwest. The next slide is about the city ruins. On the Sea of Galilee, near the base of towering Mount Arabel, lie the ruins of the ancient city of Magdala. Today, the remains of the city can be found by traveling north about 6 kilometers on the coastal road from Tiberias. The next slide is about the Magdala Stone. The Magdala Stone is a stone block carved with symbols of the temple in Jerusalem, with the core of the temple represented, the hall, the sanctuary, and the Holy of Holies. The stone measures 1.8 by 2 feet with a height of 1 foot. Found almost in the center of the synagogue, the Magdala Stone is believed to be a piece of ceremonial furniture on which the Torah and other sacred scrolls were placed. The next slide, the synagogue at Magdala. The synagogue at Magdala is currently the oldest excavated in Galilee and one of 7 from the first century in all of Israel. A coin minted in Tiberias in 29 CE was found inside the synagogue, signifying that the synagogue was from the first century during the time of Christ's ministry. Since the Bible tells us that Jesus taught throughout the Galilean region, it is certain that he taught and frequented this area and this synagogue. I mentioned the other week that the synagogue was like a community hall. It was a place where people gathered to discuss the events of the community and the things that happened. The next slide is the water reservoir for rituals. Ritual baths at Magdala were uniquely filled with groundwater, not with collected rainwater or other natural spring systems. And this was to ensure that visitors had their ritual baths in unadulterated water. But it also shows that Magdala was at the forefront of regional commerce and culture in the first century. It was a business hub. The next slide is the synagogue showing mosaics on the floor. At the Magdala area, there are four different chapels in a Roman Catholic church that has recently been built. And all these chapels represent certain aspects of the mosaic. Each of the four chapels in Magdala contain mosaics that illustrate events from the public life and ministry of Jesus. And each mosaic is an open window that also invites us towards the infinite love of God in the Gospels. For example, the first chapel facing the lake illustrates the walking on water of Jesus Christ and represents the story in Matthew where Peter's faith was tested by walking on water with Jesus. And we know that he did not succeed because he doubted, and so he started to sink. The last slide is Magdala, the chapel of encounter, the hemorrhaging woman. And it's about the story which was read to us this morning by Ron, which is my text. The story of that woman who touched the cloak of Jesus and received her healing. Magdala became quite prominent and was placed on the map because of its most famous first century resident. We know her from the dozen references in the New Testament as Mary Magdalene, or Mary Magdalena, or Mary of Magdala. We also know from the Gospels that Jesus delivered this woman from a demonized life. Thereafter, she became a committed disciple of Christ. Mary accomplished something that the 12 selected disciples did not accomplish. She followed Jesus all the way to the cross. And 3 days later, she was the first witness to the resurrection of the Lord. Mary's city, Magdala, is mentioned only once in Scripture. In Matthew 15:39, here it is stated that Jesus came to the region of Magdala. However, even in this instance, the NIV translates Magdala as Magadan. The area of Magdala is also associated in the New Testament with the name Dalmanutha, as seen in Mark 8:10. All other references to the city are indirect ones. Like so many other ancient cities, Magdala was rediscovered in the past century. In 1971 to 1974, the city was excavated by Kobo and Lofreda. In their excavations, they discovered a mini synagogue, a water reservoir, and some mosaics. One of the mosaics now on display at Capernaum depicts an ancient boat with both sails and oars, not unlike the famous boat actually discovered in the general area in 1986. In the Talmud, Magdala is called by its Aramaic name, Migdal. And this name gives us a clue to the basic enterprise going on in the area, since the name means tower of fish. Magdala was famous for its skill in processing fish. We read in the New Testament about 2 miracles that Jesus performed, both including some type of small fish. It is quite possible that these little fish were originally processed at Magdala. But it was also at Magdala that Mary Magdalene encountered Jesus and got her healing. When Mary Magdalene met the Master, she met her deliverance. We are told in Scripture that Jesus casted out 7 demons from Mary. From that point on, She loved the Master with a great and enduring love. For the remainder of Jesus' ministry, Mary was there to serve him. But here also at Magdala, and this is my text, was a woman who had suffered from hemorrhage for 12 good years of her life. And Magdala became a place or a point of encounter with a great physician who healed her. The story of this woman is a pathetic one. She had spent all her money on medical doctors and practitioners, and she had nothing left even to live on. And instead of her situation getting better, it got worse. And then she heard that there was a man who could heal her. A man who worked miracles in the lives of people. And then she came through in faith and touched the cloak of Jesus. And we are told that she received her healing. What is significant for me is what Jesus said to this woman. This was a woman who no longer had a family because of her situation. She was simply referred to as a woman. But Jesus called her daughter. And by referring to her as a daughter, she was making her a family member. You are now part of a family. Go. Your faith has healed you. In the Western world, we are told that loneliness is one of the things that kill so many people. People are longing for family. They're longing for friendship. They're longing for a place to belong. And here is Jesus saying that, if you come to me, I will call you daughter because I love you. And your faith in me will make you whole. And so by coming to Jesus, this woman was reintegrated into society and became a family member. It was their company with the Master that brought them healing and wholeness. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of what our modern and postmodern world proclaims, our lives can be greatly influenced for good or evil by the kind of company we keep. The Apostle Paul exhorts us, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." 1 Corinthians 15:33. Obviously, the reverse of this statement is also true. Good company makes you to belong, and especially the company with the Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. When Mary met Jesus and began to travel with him and his disciples, her life took a turn towards the beautiful. When this woman who had suffered from hemorrhage met Jesus and in faith touched him, her life was never the same from that day. She was healed from her disease, but she also became a daughter, and not just that woman with the issue of blood. What happened to Mary and to the sick woman can happen to any of us. It can happen even now. I don't know how you've come to church this morning, feeling that probably there are some demons in your life you need to deal with, or that there is an ailment in your life that you need to be liberated from. Do not be afraid, because you are in the right place. Just a touch of the Master, just a prayer of faith, might bring you that healing and wholeness which you so much long after. Magdala was a place of encounter. you stand on holy ground. And wherever you are in the world, that place can become a place of encounter when you call upon God. May God help us. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We long to encounter you. And you have given us the opportunity to do so in Jesus. Help us to draw near to you in faith. And deliver us, O Father, from any challenges with which we struggle daily and in our own lives. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.